do a little bit of research beforehand to investigate which universities have the courses that you're interested in and what information you're going to want to find out on the day. I'd say definitely have a pad of paper and a pen. It's important just to make little notes so you know which university said what, so you know exactly where the information has come from, because at the end of when you've been to all your virtual open days, you're going to know what information came from where. And definitely stay in touch. So get the contact details of the reps, like me, that I'm going to be there on the day, just so you can ask any follow-up questions that you're probably going to have to want to find out more information. It's been just a very different approach. I feel like a lot of people, and a lot of my generation and younger, spend so much time on their phones anyway that it's kind of not different. I think the whole sometimes hassle of travelling, myself, I travelled all the way from southeast London to Lancaster to realise that I didn't want to go there. So I think sometimes the physical distance of having to travel somewhere for a day isn't always necessary. So I think it can actually have its perks. And I think there's been quite a lot of people that have registered their interest in the open day. So it'll just be interesting for people to find, because you're not really missing out on much. You're still getting your campus tours, although they're virtual. You're still going to get the opportunity to speak to the members of the teams. Everything is really there, but without the physical contact. It's just really important for me personally. I'm going to be answering any questions that they might have on the day. And it's just important to be really honest because it is such a big decision for them. It's important to say about the social facilities because some people might be more interested in a campus university, so all the buildings in one place, and other people might be interested in a city university, so they're kind of scattered around the city. So it's really important just to kind of be able to get that across, speaking to other students, kind of interacting with the members of staff that you're going to interact with on the day, and trying to be honest about the experience because it's so important that the decision is right. It's important for them to ask lots of questions and really understand what they're trying to get out of the situation themselves, because it's tricky for, you know, we can say everything that we've got, but if they don't know what they want to do or what they want to pursue, different people have different interests when they come to uni. So some people might come specifically for the academic achievement of a course, and other people might be coming for the social life or because they've, you know, they really like the city. So Canterbury is such a lovely historic city to live in, and that in itself is very enticing for me personally when I was choosing a university. So it's definitely important to work out what you're trying to get out of the day and what you're trying to get from your university experience, I would say.